As we prepare to enter into our prayer time this morning, let me share with you the concerns that have been written in our book for today. Two concerns. We continue to keep Judy Haggis in our prayers, and we pray also for the family of David Conver. David, the brother of Peter, and of course David has longtime connections with St. John's, passed away last Sunday evening. His memorial service will take place at Calvary Presbyterian Church in Wincote on June 4th. As we come to this time of prayer, we come confident that God is listening, confident that God will hear our cries and respond. So let us be together in a spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, as we turn to you in this time of prayer, we are reminded that to a large extent, prayer is about imagining what might be, picturing what we hope for, envisioning the best possible outcome, and believing that you can make it so. Praying invites us to look beyond ourselves and what we are able to accomplish. It invites us to trust you to work in and through us to accomplish more. So help us, God, to take seriously this work of prayer. Help us to listen with our whole being as we pour out our hearts and souls and await your guidance. Show us the way and enable us to see what you have in store for those who dare to believe how great thou art. Loved ones in need of your healing touch are on our minds this morning. In the silence, we offer them up to you and your care, thinking especially of Judy. Those grieving the loss of loved ones are on our minds this morning. We pray for the family of David and for all who mourn. O God, as we close our eyes and imagine the world you have created and all who are in it, we pray for those in harm's way. We pray, O God, for the people of Ukraine, for those suffering at the hands of oppressive regimes, for starving children in Africa, and for those close to home living daily with food insecurity. May we live with a heightened awareness of the need all around us and of what we can each do to make things better. Lord, hear our prayers. And during this time of transition and change, right here at St. John's, may we trust you to show us the way, to be open to new ways of thinking and planning. We do not know what the future holds, yet our faith assures us you hold the future. May knowing that be enough as we listen to one another and as we listen for your voice in the midst of our conversation and deliberation. Embolden us to imagine a future both impacted by the past yet decidedly different from it. Hear now our silent prayers, those for which we have no words, those weighing heavy on our hearts and minds. Hold us close in the quiet. Fill us with your peace, a peace that passes all understanding. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As we began worship this morning and as you entered the sanctuary, you had an opportunity to place your offering in the offering baskets by the doors. We pause now to dedicate those gifts and to join in singing our doxology.
Thank you. Loving God, giver and gift, we give you thanks for all that has been shared this day, and we ask your blessing upon it and upon the generous hearts and hands from which it came. May the generosity we celebrate today inspire generosity. May open hearts and hands inspire even more openness. May we use what has been given with integrity and grace and love to do just that, inspire our people, our community, and in turn, our world. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you go out into the world from this time of worship, may you continue imagining. As you dive into whatever this day and this week holds, may you know that God holds you. May you know that the peace of Christ surrounds you and that the power of God's Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you this day and all the days ahead. Amen.